अन्याभिलाषिता से ज्ञान कर्म आदि फल कुलिंग कृष्ण चिरनम भक्ति अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम इज भक्ति इनसेपरेबल वे व्हेन वी विल डू एन एक्ट टू प्लीज कृष्ण विथ ए मोर बेस्ट मोर सम तन मन एंड बॉडी with three things. We have only these three things. This body,
mind
and world. We should practice always in favorable way, not in unfavorable way. It has told that anukullena krishnanu shiganam. Anu means in the guidance of a very bona fide guru, a realized soul. Not only knowing Shastra, Shastra Jnana cannot do anything. So if he knows Ved, Upanishad and all epics and everything, the words of Gita, each of them, and he can give so good lectures, he should be very, very bona fide lecturer. Knowing all philosophy of frame and stability. But he has no realization. The service of Krishna, he should not be adopted as a deity. Because he has no. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam Vedas also, it has been given paribhasa of
definition
of Guru.
तस्मात्
गुरुं प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु श्रेय उत्तमं शब्दे च परिनिष्णातं ब्रह्मनिष्ठं सो वेल नोन ऑफ ऑल दी वेदास उपनिषद एंड गीता बट इट इज आउटवर्ड वन थिंग मोर इट शुड बी वेरी फार अवे फ्रॉम सेंस ऑफ ग्रेटिफिकेशन He should not be involved in worldly all these things. He should be detached from all these things. And thirdly, most important, that he has some realization of something. If he has doubt that thing, he is so much Vairagi like Shankar and Shankarai, Mayavadi. They are so much detached from world, but they are not qualified to have a very small part of bhakti. This is not qualified. So much attached person in these worldly things and detached from worldly things, they are not qualified to come in bhakti life. There should be some attachment also. Because this attachment will be transferred into bhakti, and that there is no attachment, nothing. Attachment is the part and perverted part of affection, friend. So it must be there, like Billamangal. Was so much attached, and the water. At once, became a very, very devotee. So attachment is not bad, but if that attachment in the association of any good devotees having some realization, then it will turn very strong and very bona fide and love. I know that my language is so much poor. But yet, you are hearing. So if I'm not expressing my views, idea in English because so poor. If it was Hindi and my mother tongue, and I have to express so much. But yet I am telling, and perhaps you will not say towards my wrong
language,
you will only have my mood. So, anukul means anumane nirantar.
Continuous.
That's why no wall, no breaking. Like honey, when given, a link comes from up to down. So bhakti should be like that. Nothing should come to break our bhakti. Whole day, night, whole life. In guidance of any bona fide guru or Vaishnava, Siksha Guru, Gurudev is most uttam Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Any Mahabhagavat is like Guru, Siksha Guru. We should not think that Siksha Guru is more superior and Siksha Guru is most
inferior.
We should not like any parita is not superior. That is any where it is written. Siksha Guru ke jana,
Krishna
ra swarup, and Siksha Guru,
Siksha Guru roop,
as a roop of Krishna. Both are the same. Sanatan Goswami is Siksha Guru, and Roop Goswami is Siksha Guru.
Roop of Krishna.
And we know all that Roop Goswami was so near us to
Mahaprabhu,
being a Siksha Guru, no harm. So, Anu means, in the guidance of any bona fide guru or Vaishnava, serve him by three methods, by mind, body
and word.
Because conditioned soul has not anything more than it. Yet activities have been divided into two sections. There are some things which is not favorable. We should try to avoid them. We should not do by sleeping. And if you are not doing, then our bhakti is not uttama bhakti. Also there is a meaning of anukul, anushilanam. That by our activities, by our services must be happy. But this happiness is not the symbol of pure and high class of bhakti. Instance can be given. When Krishna went to Mathura from Vrindavan, he went in the in Rangasala, in the
wrestling place.
Kansa has managed to kill Krishna. And so many demons were arranged there so that they may wrestle to Krishna and they should match Krishna. When Krishna came in the wrestling place, they took the hands of Krishna and Baldev, Charuna and Musti, and they smashed Krishna in the Krishna told that I am a very little boy. My trick of taking milk has not gone yet. Unmean and thin, so small. At the age of only 11, I am not so much tall and thin.
Strong, powerful.
Let anyone come who are rebellious and sensitive. He replied, Charuna and Musti, we know that. We have taken for so much
milk and butter.
Butter? From all the gopis by sitting. And you have become so powerful. Putana has been killed. Bhagasur, Bhagasur, all has been killed. So you are not ordinary boy. I'll have to please Kansa. than Krishna. It's like so and candle and jumper. And when he is wrestling with him, he was so much inspired and he was so much testing.
Vidrash,
you know? Here Krishna was so happy in that wrestling and he was testing. So Krishna is happy, but this happiness is not bhakti. Because they want to kill Krishna in not favorable mood. So only the happiness of Krishna is not bhakti, is samabhakti. It should be in favorable way. Like Duryodhan wanted to give so much jealous force to Krishna. And he has managed a golden Rajbhavan.
Palace
building to stay Krishna. So many hundreds of hundreds of servants there. Krishna told that, I have no appetite. I cannot. What about you have no prithi to me? You have no
love,
affection to me. Thirdly, I have come with a message. And you are not agree with that. So I cannot say. And he went away from there. They wanted to arrest Krishna. So to giving this gentle cold and sweet word, only to show. So we should not be like Putana. Putana came and made so good step like mother. And he showed more affection than Yashoda. And Yashoda was astonished. Oh, she is actually mother of Krishna. I am not mother. I am not so qualified. Bhakti is showing and taking the last is not bhakti. She was killed. So artificial guru who was showing bhakti but not actually having honor of any Vaishnavas, any guru, not to Krishna, seeking all times their own benefit, they are actually not. So, qualified guru and Vaishnavya. So, only to please Krishna all, from outside is not possible. We can see one thing more. Yashoda having a stage, and she is telling Krishna, I will punish you. I will have a can to your
bear.
And she catch hold of one hand. And Krishna was waiting so bitterly, mother, mother, I will not do like this. Who was Krishna?
Supreme Personality
of Godhead. And he was holding hand. Waiting so bitterly, and Yashoda said, I will punish you, otherwise you will be spoiled. Krishna is waiting. It seems that Krishna is not pleased. So it is not bhakti. But it is because it is favorable. So must we should be very favorable from our heart. For our divine master, holy master, to each Vaishnava, to Krishna, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all are one. They are all in one. Vaishnavas are not different from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. Like one.
University and diversity.
There is nothing one in any dictionary. O-N-E. Three letters. In Hindi, Ek. Ek. In Urdu, in different languages, if you will tell one is a line, only one, but a line has so many less and less dots than next line. So there is nothing one. Nothing. So the Mayavadi tell like this, they are quite wrong. Quite wrong. Nothing one. They cannot give any example. Anything mixing together, 1 + 1 is equal to not 1, 2. 1, I will tell a very interesting story of Shankaracharya. When he was a boy of 12, and he read everything, and he was ready to take the round order. Her mother told, that bring so many branches are there in our garden, because some
guest has come.
I will have to make vegetables. So bring. He went and brought one branch. Her mother told, oh, why one branch? It will not do. It will not be sufficient. So bring more. He told that is, there are no other branches. I saw only one in the whole garden. Then he was so much worried that perhaps the thieves had come and taken all of it, and only one brinjal was there. He took his boy and went there, and she saw that a hundred and thousand and lakhs of that brinjals were there.
And
he told him, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 100, 10 hundred brinjals. Shankaracharya, no mother, you are forgetting. One. Then he took the
twisted
ear and gave a slap to Shankar. For 12 years I have tried hard to teach you and I have given this course and you have not read anything. One. So Shankar said like this. 1 + 1 is equal to 1. And it is like zero. No one. No qualification of Brahma. No energy. No name. No body. Nothing. And we are the same. Am Brahmasmi. And give a slap. And then his Brahma will go away. A Brahmavadi came to me and told that, Aham Brahmasmi, you are Brahma. Very good, very good. You are my master. Come on. I told that Brahmachari order, bring a fire burning.
Wood. Burning stick.
So much.
Burning stick with full flame.
And it is flame. And get it in the mouth of this Brahma. And it will see that how he is Brahma. At once it tried away. Everyone else, wait a little, but he flies away from there. So, this story is quite strong. So we are telling that Yashodama was trying to beat Krishna, and he was so much hearing and waiting for him. Yes, that coming. He was doing like one hand was in the hand of Yashodama. So he was dating and doing one hand here and so the kajal mixing water from eyes made here Ganga and Jamuna. Taking long
breath.
It seems that there is no bhakti in this Krishna's waiting. But Yashodama knows that how to raise Krishna, how to make him so qualified. He thinks for a long time, without milk, Krishna cannot live. So many sticks come from makhan, mishi and all other things are coming from. So my only breath, milk will not do. The breath, so all milk should also be restored for Krishna. A bhakta is too devotee is that he loves Krishna, but he
he loves more his clothes, his utensils, everything more than Krishna. Then he is true devotee. Yashoda Devi always gets all these things. So we should try to serve Krishna with a so good, favorable mood by treating and not taking anything which is not favorable for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that, you know, the big tsunami, Paro Rapi Sahishnu, Amanina, you know all this. Always try to serve Vaishnava. Have so much honor for any Vaishnava who has even not initiated. He has taken only one name of Krishna. He should also be honored. See? Rupa Goswami is telling us. Krishna iti jasya. Giri tang manasadriya. So one name, it is doing. We should do Krishna. And if he is initiated, and he is doing always name repeatedly, then he should be served also. And if he has no enemy at all to anyone, have affection for all, even for chant, he is seeing Krishna in chant also, in elephants also, in hogs also, in cows also, and everyone. And always remember in this past time, and his Aptakam, Atmaram. Always in a mood of serving Krishna, more than Atmarama. He is the true devotee. But one thing, having all these things, but it is far away from two other things. Anna Abhilashita Shunyam. If you are serving Krishna by three things, but you are not following the two examples have been given here, these examples are secondary, but yet you should follow. Otherwise the bhakti will not uttama. What is that? Anna Abhilashita. We like to think so deeply. What is the meaning of Anna Abhilash and Anna Abhilashita? There is far difference between them. We cannot live without air. We cannot live without air. If you have this body, you have to take air to breathe. Water and all these things. So, we should think that Annabhilash is the thing that when we are doing all these karma. Without karma we cannot live. But that should be favorable for Krishna Bhakti. And that should be adopted. In beginning, without jnana we cannot live. So we will have to adopt. Anyhow, how we have to adopt without this, without the help of karma and jnana, we cannot live. So, anyabhilashiya means other any anything we want, we do for only the service of Krishna. But if a man who is serving Krishna. At once he was attacked by dakas and they were trying to murder him and trying to shoot him. And at that time, if he prays that, oh Krishna, save me, then it is Anna Abhilash, not Anna Abhilashita. Krishna can forgive this because at that time he is not in his actual senses. His senses have been perverted. So, in that case, if he says that, oh, Krishna save me. But when he is in good senses, and he says that, oh, Krishna give me wealth, give me reputation, give me happiness of the life, shanti, for his own satisfaction, then it is Anna Abhilashita. This would be all. If you are not avoiding this, our bhakti will not be pure and less but. But anyhow, in exchanging our mood, if please say that Krishna gave me birth. It is not bad. Why? One Yudhishthira Maharaj told to Krishna that Krishna, I want to have some things from you. Please give me. Krishna told that you have nothing to beg and nothing to beg from me. I know you have no desire at all, anything except serving me. I know. But why you are asking, begging me any benediction? So what he wants? He wants that I want so much wealth. I want so much beautiful wife and so qualified son. He began to love Krishna. And why he wants it? I feel that in love. It has been told in Bhagavatam and everywhere that those who take shelter of Krishna, they become street beggars. So all fear and they take shelter of Durga Devi, to Shankar, and especially to Ganesha. And they serve them. And that which is by worship of them, Krishna fulfills. Or bhakti fulfills and goes over there somewhere. So I want that also know that those who serve Krishna, they will be so wealthy, healthy, so beautiful wives and children and son. I am saying this, all them come to us. So this is really a bhakti, not for me. So we may require wealth, but to serve Krishna and his devotees, no harm. Not for our attachment or for of self-gratification. Like, you know, Divasav,
Ambarish
Maharaj, has very, very rich, he was so rich. Nanda Maharaj was so much. Vishwanu Maharaj was so rich, it was not so rich, he cannot serve Radha and Krishna. So, it is needed, but not for us. And if attached to that, then Maya will come and... So he is telling that Anna Vilasita Sunyam Jnan Karma
Anabhritam.
You should take favorable Jnan and Tattva Jnan. And the karma, that is to serve Krishna, to serve Vaishnava. This is karma, which is favorable. Don't try to have attachment with all these things which are unfavorable, otherwise bhakti will be ruined. So having these words, again, we should come to Anarpati Charan Kirat Karunya Vate Nahakalo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this. This time, pure prem, love, which has never been given before by any acharya or any
incarnation
in one day of Brahma. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he had given, and again after so long period, he is again what he is giving? Anarpitacharim siras karunaya vatiranah kalau samarpai. Krishna is ocean of affection and love. Two things, two currents,
two reasons.
He is so kind. And he is a rasik.
Rasik Shekhar Krishna Paramakurun.
In Chaitanya Chaitanya has been told. He is a rasik Shekhar. Rasik means he is so rasik. You know? Bhokta. And other hand, he is so
merciful.
He came to taste Radha mood and to give Prem through name. by Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. How he gets? What thing? Unnata Ujjvala Rasam Sri Bhakti, Unnata Ujjvala Ras. What is Unnata Ujjvala Ras? What is Unnata? The love, affection in Radha and Gopis to Krishna is Unnata Ujjvala. Yasodama affection to Krishna is not Unnata Ujjvala. The affection and love of Siddhama Subal, any dasya, that is not Unnata Ujjvala. Only Gopi. Even the love of Sita, the love of Satyabhama and Rukmini was not Ujjvala. They have been controlled. But the affection of Gopis was not controlled by anyone. Even Krishna cannot control. Only Srimati Radhika can. No other. We cannot have that kind of prayer, Unnat Ujjvala. But there is a word Sriyam. Swabhakti Sriyam. Swabhakti means Radhika.